Hello and welcome to Jordan Uncensored Podcast, the only podcast where I'm allowed to swear. Oh yeah, I filmed a thing yesterday. I can still hear myself. If you can hear me and me at the same time, then I'm sorry. But I filmed something yesterday and I didn't say the right intro to start. I said Shalom Jackie for some reason, and didn't correct myself after it. So, I'm introducing the podcast again, it's Wednesday, so teacher strike was today, and it's the 1st of February, oh yeah, the strikes every single day this week, nearly every day this month. I'm gonna find out every single day the strike is, because I swear there's one where it's like 6th, 7th, and 8th. I don't know. Shalom, Jackie. So, today, I stayed off. I don't go in on Tuesdays anymore for school, right? And I stayed off today, because it's Tuesday. And then I've just been sent pictures of people holding me. Holding pictures of me. Like, printed out pictures of me. Walking around school with them. It's pure funny, I love it so much. And I've just told my mate who was in the class, and she went, oh, I wouldn't have that. And I was like, it's fine, I love it. If I get asked if I played parts in that, I'm like, no winning. So why would I play parts in? If I wanted to play parts in it, I'd be in that day where it was happening. So yeah, I really enjoy that. She either done it, just rang me and said, but how would you feel if I done this? And I was like, you've done it, haven't you? Because, and she was like, you know, I don't know, I've just been sent pictures of it. Just been sent pictures of people walking around school with my face. But yeah, I love that so much, though. Eva's just really funny as well, in my mind. It's just, like, so cool. I'm really, 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 like, stressed, right? I need a new mattress, right? I'm ordering it really right now. And the last time, like, the last one you can get for same-day delivery is at 5 p.m. Like, the last order you can put through for same-day delivery is at 5 p.m. It's 4:59 right now. I actually don't think it'll come today now. But I'm really, really pissed off because I literally thought it was, like, 6 or something or 5:30 or something. And it's 5. And it's 4:59. I'm literally, like, the most stressed person right now. I'm literally going to cry. Because I literally was getting my rooms on so I could get it today. And if it doesn't come today, my room's just going to be messy again. Because literally right now, everything's on my bed, and I'm trying to take it all off and stuff so I can put the mattress on here. Because my mattress literally has to... This one that's on my bed right now has to go tomorrow. It's Wednesday today, and it's getting picked up on Thursday. It has to go tomorrow. So that's really scary. It's still 4:59, by the way. I'm really scared. I hope it gets put through, or it's 5. It's too late. I'm gonna cry. This mattress literally, imagine if it says, like, it's coming in a week, I'd be, like, actually pissed off. I'd be like, why a week? I cannot sleep on fucking metal for a week. I can't even sleep on metal for a day. No, because my mattress is, like, springy and everything, like I say. So I have to get a new one. Oh my god. That's really stressful. Hold on. Update. It's coming. Today. It's coming today. It's coming between 7 and something. But oh my god. It's coming today! Milo, it's coming today! I'm about to get the cat off the bed. I have to go put this bed in the entry because it's getting picked up from the entry tomorrow by people that, like, take the bed and, like, use the stuff to make new stuff. I don't know. The whole bed isn't going, by the way. It's just the mattress. Milo, get on the floor. I'll put the blanket on the floor for the cat, don't worry. And I'll just... Yeah. I'm really excited! Hey, I haven't spoken to you since I got this mattress, which was Wednesday. And today's Sunday. On Friday, got GTA. Because I had GTA on my old Xbox, and onto it again, so I got it again on this Xbox. And yeah, I've been playing with Sophie, love Sophie. What was I thinking about? I'm going bowling with my cousin. If you watched last week's episode or the week before's episode, when this is going up, then you would have saw, you would notice that I said I was going bowling, but I didn't end up going because, what's it called? Because the bowling place was full. And I was on my Snapchat stories that night, and a friend that I know, who lives down the road from me, went. I was like, ah! The same day as when I tried to go, but we went off for food instead. Today we've booked, and we're going today to bowling. So yeah, I just woke up like 2 hours ago, and I'm still like, I've only just got up out of bed. I was awake playing GTA, but then I've only just decided to get out of bed. But yeah, I'm really, 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 really happy. Well, my headphones don't know, but oh my god, I got the GTA where it comes with like 2 million monies, and I've already used all of it. I used like 1 million on this apartment. And then I got two of the exact same cars, but I turned one into like a light blue, really nice colour, then the other one grey. What else have I done? I've been robbing cars as well, and just take me, I've turned like another car grey. Oh my god, if you go on, what's it called, Legendary Motors or something, then press on the 4-door. And the first, like, Land Rover you see, it's not that one, it's the second one. It's got, like, what's it called, like, what's that thing called? Oh, what is that called? It's got bulletproof tyres, that's what I'm trying to say. Which I have to say, really. The more expensive one, what is that? Hold on, I'm looking at it. Is it like, I don't know. But it doesn't say it has anything. Alright, so I'll read these. But now on the badass baller, ST, is here to smash those linguistic socio-linguistic glass ceilings along with the rear windshield of the car. Does it mean the windows can't smash? Oh, culture and sandy shores, oral hygiene and cock. Love that. Anyway, that's good. It's gorge. Do you reckon there's any free cars? Because when I last played, there was free cars. There is. That's like the exact same one, but you know, we'll get it. We'll do white. Order. Try and just get that in another colour. I'll get it in blue. As well. I love that. Let's see if there's any more free cars anyway. So where to get travel and transport. Let's go on Benny's. Let's not go on Benny's. This is the free bikes. No. 800. No, I haven't got 800. I've got less than 800 because I've used. Because the stupid police put my car in fucking impound. And then when I went to get it back, I paid to get it back, right? And then the fucking police came after me again because I ran over a dead policeman. And I literally didn't even get out of impound. And they put it back in impound. So I had to buy it again. I had to buy the impound thing again. Like, what the hell? And if it was to break, it would cost me 2,000. I didn't even have 2,000 to sort of waste. Because I don't know if you know. But I bloody... Whoa. Oh my god, the meter cars are already here. Oh my god, I don't like the blue one. I like the white one. I don't like the blue one. The blue one is just like a dark blue with like blue on the hood. I like the white one. If you can hear that as well. There's explosions literally everywhere around the apartment. But yeah, that's fun. What the hell is that going about? Anyway. Do you reckon I can get like a free... I've already got a free plane. I also bought a plane, I think. Did I? I don't know. Myself, don't know. I don't remember. But... I didn't remember anything. Like, what's Taco Bomb? Oh, Mexican food. Learn Spanish by Paco de Taco. Okay. Sumeray, who's that? Who is Sumeray? Sumeray is you. You in a pantsuit. And every woman, a hard-working single mother of two with a nanny, of course. And a well-meaning pillar of her community. Okay. Don't know you are, but okay. Oh my god. There's a website called Your Dead Family. Wonder who it is. I might sell my garage. I'm gonna sell my garage because I don't want it anymore. How do you sell garages? Do I even have a garage? Do I have a garage? Wait, do I have a garage? I think I do. I do, don't I? Oops. I do. Wait. Oh no, I have a business, don't I? Hold on. How do you sell businesses? Because I don't want it anymore. I want a fucking arcade. Where do I sell my businesses, guys? Foreclosure. Where is it? Okay. There. I already own it. Renovate, I don't want it. I started playing this yesterday. I bought it on Friday. But like a unicorn. Thank you. It's okay. I have room for what? Like 10 more cars? 5 more cars? Like why is the fire extinguisher after every single car that I own? What the hell? I don't need fire extinguisher behind every single car. Anyway. I'm just gonna walk away. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna go. I don't know if I'm gonna put this off. It's just a really, really short episode. Because I need a podcast off today. But I'll see if I talk to you a bit later. If not, I'll upload it. Anyways, yeah, bye. Hey, it's Wednesday. I think I last recorded yesterday, you know. When I was getting ready to go out or something, I don't know. Or maybe when I got back. Anyway. I don't know what I'm podcasting about. I've been told by a person today to feature them in the podcast. And I like not, well, shot them out in the podcast. And I forgot what they told me to say. So I'm sorry. That's kind of me mentioning you, I have to say. It kind of is me mentioning you. I just don't mean him. What he told me to say. Because all I can think is King of Prawns. But I bet you it's not King of Prawns. What is it? Anyway, yeah. Normally, after school, I go to Sophie's. Like, I walk her home and stuff and then sit in there for a few minutes. Or, you know what I mean? Maybe like half an hour. But, like, I haven't today. Because I've had a doctor's appointment. Because basically, a few weeks ago, I felt like, like 2 weeks ago, I felt like I was going to faint in my food tech lesson. Like, my vision went out, like, how I fainted. Like, when I fainted in July, my vision went the same as that, and then, like, all that stuff. And I was told what it was today by my doctor. It was, what was it? It's like some, it's called, that's what we're gonna call it. But I was pure told that's what it was, and yeah. And yeah, I think I've been recording this podcast, haven't I, since last week. Yeah, I have. Because I recorded when, oh my god, I need to put this up soon. You're gonna wish you never had met me. Yo, 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 we couldn't have it all. Anyway, yes, that's my update. Flynn's track of the day. So just giving me that. I think Sophie, I think she, what's it called? I said it to him. I think she summons my autism. Because, like, that's not the way I said to him before. To me, she, like, I don't know. But she says Hitler in a, she goes, Hitler! Or Hitler! Or something. Or Hitler or something. Hitler! And I've started doing it now. And I just get, it's stuck in my head, and then, like, I just start doing it, like, just randomly, I just go, Hitler, or something, or Hitler. It's a bit weird, anyway. Yeah, but I do not go into school, like, I go in late every single day, and I think the school, I don't think the school minds, really, because they don't even text me, I'm not, like, they don't text me and go, oh, Jordan's late today, or Jordan was late today. I don't think they really care anymore. Because they notice us now. I walk in with Sophie, who always comes in late for her own reasons, which I'm not going to talk about on this podcast, because I don't know if she'd even want me to. So I'm not going to say anything about us on the podcast, really, except for this part. But, like, I go in with her, so I think they just know now that I come in with her, and I'm getting here and early. She comes, well, early enough, but, like, she comes in normally at, like, what, like, before break, like, right before break, she comes in, and I'm getting her in, like, what, like, 10 minutes into the first lesson, or, you know what I mean, and normally I'm in, like, I'm skipping my form to see all my mates and everything, to get Sophie in, and I have, but the only thing is, sorry, I feel more comfortable in the school when Sophie's in, so I get Sophie in, so I know that she's in, so I know that, like, so I can feel more safe. That sounds really weird, but, like, I get air in, so I know, like, so I feel more safe. And, you know what I mean? And I have, like, you know, after all my lessons, I'm like, oh my god, I can see Sophie after this and all that. Like, we literally messaged each other after, what? After first lesson, she met me. What did I have, first lesson? Science, and she had science in the room next to me. So, like, we were upstairs on the very top floor with Miss Gallon and Mr. Keeley. I was in Mr. Keeley's and I came out and she was just there waiting for me. And then, second lesson. What did I have second? Oh my god, they're doing it. Oh, history. We met on break, I think. We might have met on break. Yeah, it would have been on break. Or she might have came over to. I think Amelia wanted me to walk with her. But then I just walked over and saw Sophie, so I walked with her. And then, yeah, and then from that lesson, from break even, after math, I think, and I was walking and Sophie popped up, I don't know, I don't even know what lesson she had, and I was walking, so I walked to Spanish, which was on the floor, and, like, as when I got to Spanish, I came back away from the Spanish classroom, and then Sophie was there, and she said she had the teacher next to me, so I went there, and then went to my lesson, and then, that was a very eventful Spanish lesson, by the way, and then, after Spanish, she met me, and then we walked on for lunch, and then, we went on PA, after lunch, we both had PA, and then, there was a fire drill. Oh my god, the fire drill. The fire was outside and the fire alarm went off. Like, we all knew there was going to be a fire drill today. But, like, Like, we everyone found it wasn't like a lunch. And we didn't know what time it was. But I just said to the teacher, say 2:25. So, at 2:25, I checked my time. I didn't know it was 2:25. I looked at my watch. And then when I put my watch down, the fire alarms were going off. I was like, what the hell? But the fire, I could just say the fire alarm, like, really quietly. So I thought, oh, that's a bit quiet. Like, you know, if you're on PA, you're listening to the fire alarms going off, you can't really hear it. Until everyone comes out. But then I was so happy I was outside. But then my teacher, Miss Morgan, we were talking about before and yeah, Pure came with me and screamed at me. She's like, why have you got your coat on? I was like, because I was on PA and I had my coat and bag on. She was, did ya? Like, did you really? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, alright. And then I only turned around and bloody Miss Catoon and Miss Andrews had bloody coats and scarves on. I was like, what the hell? Why aren't they getting shots of that? But then Miss Irons, my other head teacher, which I love Miss Irons, like, she's nicer than Miss Morgan. I hate Miss Morgan. But she came up to me and went, she went, like, quietly went, why have you got your coat on? And I went, I was on PA with my coat and bag and stuff. So she went, oh, okay. Like, that's it. Like, she didn't even start shouting at me or anything, which is better way to handle it than fucking that. I've told you about my autism thing. Basically, last Friday, I got pulled out of English, and basically, I got pulled out of English, and I was filming this form about autism, right, because everyone, do you think I have autism? Like, it's me doctor and everything, I've been referred for autism and everything, so now the school knows, and they're starting to do stuff. So, yeah, I was filled in all the sheets. No, I think all my teachers have had the sheets sent to them and stuff. And it's been put on the register and stuff about me. But, you know. And then, bloody hell, in math before, my math teacher hates me. I've already said that, haven't I? Like, but she pulled me with me. She wanted me to sit in front of her and said, Miss O'Connor, I'm long-sighted. Right. Which, by the way, if I sat at the front, I literally wouldn't even mind. Like, literally, I can see from the front, I have to say. But not as well as I can from the back. Right. But she was moving me to the front. And I said, no, I'm long-sighted, I can't. So the only option Miss Katoon has right now is to bloody me. She can't even sit me anyway. Because wherever she tries to sit, like when she tries to sit me the row behind the very front chair, which is just by herself, I'm like, that's my help. I can't see from there either. And then she went, sit there next to people who won't be named. I went, a person who won't be named. I went, I can't, so I don't get along with it. And then, she looked at me, she's like, where can I put him? Because the only place I can say is where I'm sitting right now. So, yeah. She can't really move me, so the only thing she can do is bloody me. And she got people in the buzzer to come put me in reflection. I was like, what the hell, just because I told them what was up. I was like, pure, like agitated, so I was like, but she's like, moving me for this. And then, they were like, I'm not going to put you in remove or anything. Because I don't think you should go into remove. I don't think you deserve to go in remove. So, I'll put you in a buzzy lesson. I can't put you in Mr. Breen because he's full. Because he has a big full-on class. So, we can't put you in there. So, he said, I'll put you in Miss Roberts. Which, I don't mind Miss Roberts. People say she's horrible, but actually I don't mind their lesson. Because apparently I'm the most well-behaved in there. Even though I'm not even behaving my own math. But as soon as I walked in to me math and sat down, my sister only started ringing me. And my phone went off and she went, you've just been buzzy, isn't that that? I was like, I don't know why it's going off. I don't know why my sister's ringing me. So, and my sister's sick, by the way. So, let's just hope that doesn't get her in any trouble because she rang me. And also thank God I had my Apple Watch on me. It was like charged and stuff. Because otherwise I would have to get my phone pocket, got my phone in my pocket and buttoned it. Instead of just turning my hand and just quickly buttoning it. I couldn't even send it to the voicemail or something. But that's not how it works, you button them and it goes to voicemail. But oh my god. Right. Oh my god. Yeah. So I've had like a really weird day. And then tomorrow I have this vibe thing. You get put in if you have like mental problems or something like, or like, well, like I say mental problems, but I feel like that's, I feel like if you weighing in my body and like in under the context I've just put it as, that sounds really rude. So let me just rephrase that a sec. For people with like ADHD and autism and stuff, you get put on this vibe thing. And it's every Thursday. It's up to year 9, so like 7, 8, 9 are all in it. And you just say, just, last time it was just sweets getting through across the table. Don't know what's going to be this time, but you'll have to find out on the next episode of Jordan Uncensored, because I'm uploading this right now. So if you are listening to this on the 8th of February, then happy birthday. Oh my god, happy birthday, Leah. I bet she doesn't even listen to this, but it's Leah's birthday today. She doesn't want anyone singing happy birthday to her, and she also doesn't like cake, and she's also been really naughty today. So yeah, I bet when I get home, I'm not even getting me presents because she's been that naughty. She skipped 2 lessons, guys. But love Leah so much, and happy birthday. And I'll see you tomorrow. I hope you had to get a good day. If you got spoiled rotten, hopefully you got your presents because you skipped 2 lessons. But happy birthday to you. I'll see you later. Goodbye. Aww.